I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Probably even in general across the board, whatever the cultural issue might be, starting earlier is probably something that we as parents need to get wise to, right? I mean, third grader has a screen already, then we better be aware.
Exactly. You know, one of the things we tell parents is with anything you find, with any, and we do this here at CPYU, with any new cultural trend we find, we not only want to understand it, but we want to look at how God may call us to respond to it. And there's really three levels of response. And as soon as we're aware of the trend, we have to start to engage at all three levels. The first, which is often forgotten, is the prophetic level. And what I mean there is, you know, basically, you know, don't wait for God to speak. God has spoken already. What do the scriptures say about this issue? What can we take from the scriptures that speak to this issue? So, for example, with social media and the problem of narcissism and idolatry and, you know, being addicted to our screens, the scriptures speak to all those things. I mean, in many ways, they become a god. So we speak to that prophetically. With sexuality, we want to talk about what the scriptures say about God's order and design for sex. The second level is the preventive. Now that we know that these pressures are out there, that these messages are out there, that these trends exist, if there is a trend that I want to keep my kids from going down that road, I want to start to enlist preventive strategies. So, for example, you mentioned social media or cell phones. Why in the world would we put a cell phone, a smartphone, with the ability to take, then send and receive photographs in the hands of a child that is 6, 7, 8, 10, even 12, 13 years old? Because with the problem of sexting and not just the moral issues, but the legal issues related to that, I mean, we're just setting them up for trouble and failure. So there's preventive steps we can take. And then lastly, the redemptive. So we have the prophetic, the preventive, and the redemptive. And that's when we intervene when someone has made a decision that's gotten them in trouble. And all too often in the church, we ignore the trends. And by ignoring the trends, we ignore our responsibility to speak the prophetic and enact the preventive. And then we're forced into the redemptive mode. And sometimes it's too late. And I would say it's never too late for God's grace. We can't out-sin God's grace, and our kids need to understand that. But that's when parents lament the fact, why didn't I know about this? Why didn't I do something about this? Why didn't we talk about this when the kids were younger?
Good words. Prophetic, preventive, redemptive. Three levels of response.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.